Tom, how are you this morning?
I'm absolutely great. It's been a glorious summer here in Michigan.
It sure has. Two things I want to talk to you about. Number one, saw a story in today's Detroit News written by Jennifer Chambers, and she talked about how Michigan is going to tighten the standards for schools that a plan to tie test scores accreditation could put more than 200 schools at risk of the funding that they receive. And it's not so much about that I want to talk to. I had Tim Skubick on the show earlier this morning, and he told me since the days of William Milliken, who was, of course, a governor here for the state, that there has always been this challenge on how to best get our schools running the most efficient, and that when you're dealing with so many kids and so many different types of kids, that it's almost something that you can't get a hold of. What's your perspective on this? Why do we seem to fight and not be able to succeed at teaching our kids?
Well, I think what has happened certainly over the years is that our schools, in far, far too many cases, are about power, control, politics, and adults. And we've lost sight that our schools need to be about teaching, learning, and children. Tell me if you see schools that are working and working well for our kids. The focus is on the latter, on teaching, learning, and children, not power, control, politics, and adults. We've measured school, how much we love our schools, by how much we're putting in versus what are we getting out. And I think that we have to change that paradigm and ask ourselves, what are the results that we're producing for the up to $20 billion that the taxpayers of the state are putting in? The dropout rate is outrageous. If it was a public health issue, we would call it an epidemic in far too many of our communities, particularly in our poor African-American, Latino communities throughout the state. It's outrageous, and it needs to be addressed. We have far too many kids that aren't getting the math, the science, and technology skills to be prepared in this hyper-competitive, transformational global economy in which our children are entering. So I think we need to change the paradigm around to asking, what are the results that we're getting? And demand our leaders, from the governor, state superintendent, school boards, right on down to our teachers, focus on leading change, not just maintaining the status quo.
Well, Tom, if we haven't been able to get it done in all these years, going back to William Milliken, what's going to change?
Well, I think, again, we're seeing the focus placed on accountability and performance. At the end of the day, that matters. Too much, for instance, we've had this conversation before, of the federal stimulus money became a lubricant to protect the status quo, as opposed to investing in things that will really add value and make a difference in the lives of our children. We have to be willing to take on some of the sacred cows and really challenge the system to step it up, because the children in Okemos or Lansing aren't just competing against the kids in DeWitt and St. John. They're competing, or just competing against the kids in Wisconsin or Ohio. They have to be able to compete against the children of the world. And so while we focus too oftentimes on power, control, politics, and adults, the rest of the world is preparing those kids in order to be extremely competitive and extremely knowledgeable for the 21st century.
All right, we're going to get in touch with you in a day or two and get you back on to talk about your last column with the Detroit News. I'm running short on time. Thanks so much, Tom.
It's always good to be with you. Thank you, Tony.